Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya. Hello.
Good morrow.
And good morrow to you. It's when you say good morrow, doesn't that mean like, isn't that goodbye?
Yep, this is over.
All right. Yep. All right. See you.
This shit's over.
Yeah. It's over, dude. It's over, man.
There's nothing left. You can't resuscitate it.
Leave it alone, man.
Dude, I'm a doctor.
A doctor of surfing, but I did get my doctorate in wave sciences.
And biology.
Yeah, and biology.
But like, actually. That's so great.
Whipped myself in the eyeball with my headphones when I was trying to put them on stupid eyeballs sticking
You're
out.
You're trying to put headphones on your eyeballs.
Well, they're just called headphones. They're not called... I guess they're called earphones also.
Earbuds, yep.
But
yeah.
But if they were, but if, since they're called, I just saw headphones. If an alien came down to Earth and just saw headphones, they might put them on their eyeballs. And maybe their eyeballs are their earballs.
Yeah, earballs.
Or maybe they're blue balls.
Mm-hmm.
Ball balls. Balzac. Maybe aliens, when they come down, their ball sacks will look like Balzacs. But and then we'll find out that's what all the kids were playing with back in the early 90s was alien nut sacks.
Jokes it's on like, us.
Yeah, it's like, wow, production has changed a lot. Engineering.
Oh.
We've developed a lot of ways to synthesize these materials now. But before, we've known about aliens. Turns out all those videos from back in the 50s, Roswell, all that, mm-hmm. Totally real. And in fact, we have been, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, man. Now it's going to bug me. Anyways, entertaining with their balls. Sacks.
Balls. Sacks.
Yeah, it's filled with water, so it's not that bad. But, leisuring. Recreating. That's the word I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And check yourself before you recreate yourself.
Everyone should do a check like that before they do anything.
Yeah.
In case you're about to recreate yourself.
Like, you better check your grammar before you send that email.
Life lesson.
You better proofread before you apply for a job.
Mm-hmm.
None of that's as catchy.
Nope.
That's why you don't...
It really isn't.
Doesn't stick.
That's okay. That's okay. Because that's not what we came here to do. We came here to uneducate.
Yeah,
we came here to make you a little bit uncomfortable.
To dismantle the machine.
That's amazing. So how's your week going so far? How are your jobs with a Z?
Good. Technically in 9 minutes, I'm on call at Greeks, I think. Technically still.
So, oh, awesome. I would love if you would just like start to get on a roll and then you get called in. That would be my favorite.
That would be the best.
So, at this rate, we're just hoping people don't order pizza?
Yeah. I'm hoping Greeks does terrible business currently.
And so that your job can't be consistent.
Yeah, so that I don't have a job to do.
Not consistent.
And so that I can sit around in flip-flops during the winter talking to my sister about nonsense.
You do wear flip-flops a lot.
Yeah, I wore flip-flops way too late into the season.
Jason's like...
Like...
Ah, I just found my flip-flops.
No, I mean, I wear them all the time. It was like a couple weeks ago, I was wearing flip-flops around the Mi Pueblo, and then like the sun went away, and it was like 60 degrees, and it's just not...
It was a brisk 60.
You're going to have a bad time. It was, yeah, aggressively 60. Yeah. Like, like basically
it felt like
Woodstock.
A 48 when it's that aggressive, so...
Woodstock was aggressively 60s. Or when did Woodstock... 69, that's right, because it's 69. Just hippies, I think. I'm pretty sure it happened
in
69.
I'm sorry,
that wasn't a joke. Yeah, no, 1969. Oh, no. So yeah, the right at the end of the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Heavily hippied.
Mom was a hippie. She wore like the jumpsuits and she made her own clothes and stuff and she tried pot and got sleepy.
Yeah, I don't know. That last part doesn't sound very hippie-ish to me.
It doesn't. No, she wasn't a cool hippie. She just was a hippie.
That's like when you see a guy with dreads who, when you pass the ball to him, he's like, no thanks.
It's like, wait a minute.
The spiders currently dwelling in your hair tell a different story. So I will pass the bowl to the spiders.
You had a friend with dreads.
Huh?
You had a friend with dreads. Wasn't there a guy in your band?
He still has his dreads in a bag.
Oh!
He kept them. He's probably going to like make a rope ladder for his children someday with them.
Aww. Way to reduce, reuse, and recycle?
Yeah, it's going to be a slippery ladder.
Ooh.
Just sliding off all the beeswax.
Is that what you have to use?
I don't know.
Oh.
The hell do hippies use? Earwax, beeswax, butt wax.
Butt wax.
Sex wax, turtle wax.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah.
And you can do that. All that waxing with your butt.
What's happening in current events or anything like that?
Well, there's plenty happening, actually, now that you ask.
There's tons.
You don't want to keep talking about butt wax, though? I thought we were really on
with some hot butt wax talk.
Mm-hmm. Coming in hot.
You want to make sure that your butt wax is at a nice heated 120 degrees, obviously. So it's semi-viscous,
and
you can really work with that butt wax so that it comes dripping right out of the dispenser.
Extruded. We're onto something.
Hey, you wanted to keep going into butt wax. We'll go deep into butt wax talk. We'll use the wax to go deep into butt wax talk. It's good because it's self-lubing.
I wasn't serious.
It's the bee's ass.
Bee's ass.
it's not bee's wax. None of your bee's ass.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. No, I feel like it's worth mentioning that there's a lot of France talk going on. You know, it's not so funny.
No, it's not funny anymore. It was funny at first.
At first, but then they kept going and the joke was over. No, really,
they were when it happened at the concert, people thought it was like, you know, part of the show because it's pretty intense, like rock show.
Well, it was a metal concert.
Not the shooting part, but like people coming out all intense and stuff.
Yeah.
But it does bring up if any one of those people had been armed and had a gun. Not that that would have changed anything, but it feels like
at least I should have the
right to carry a gun.
I don't know. It's one of those other politically polarizing arguments if they had guns or like
that's
when Mark
what
Wahlberg
we're here to
said,
talk about. Let's talk.
When Ben Carson, Mark Wahlberg tag team and fight crime. The preemptors.
Yeah.
They show up and they somehow know some shit's gonna go down, so they start doing hella shit.
Mm-hmm.
You there, just walking about with a bulky knapsack. I'm going to stab you in the face because I'm quite certain you're a terrorist.
I know, there's like one country.
That's how they think. They're like, I will just go at you with rocks and bottles.
Preemptors.
Ben Carson.
I
don't know what the answer is, but it's kind of difficult to actually find it when people are like, rah, brash, guns. They needed guns if they had had guns. Because
you can fight off bombs with guns. Here's what I'm saying. Yeah,
like,
to me, it's just letting me have the right, you know? Like, if I were
Frenchman. I'm all for guns, but if French people don't want guns, then don't give them guns. But Americans want guns,
Americans,
we get guns.
We does want guns.
We want has guns.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance that if there were some armed people, they would have stopped it. But then again, you know, like you said, people thought it was part of the show. And even still, if some other people had got a gun, started shooting, who's to say they wouldn't have been seen as shooters and shot? Like, mass confusion. There's lots of strobing at metal concerts. Strobing, fog machines.
Yeah, they're going to have to
dancing, dance
all of
moves.
That. No one can
aggressive
dance
moves. Not hip thrusting, arm flailing. It's a different kind of dancing the kids are doing.
Your dance moves are disarming.
Vile and disrespect. Yeah, disarming. If only they had been so disarming. Perhaps that was their problem. They weren't feeling the groove.
Mm-mm.
Or, yeah, I don't know, it's an aggressive art form. It's kind of sad because you would think that like the terrorists would be at like a Britney Spears concert or similar. Miley Cyrus. I don't know what the kids are idolizing these days. Listening to, like, Slayer or death metal. Kind of shooting themselves in the music there.
Well, it was really sweet because did you see the little interview? It was actually really adorable. It was like a, you know, like an Asian dad and his little Asian son, but they spoke French. And,
cute. That sounds adorable.
Oh my gosh, it actually was very.
Is that racist to find that adorable? Because I find that adorable.
I'm not sure.
I think it is quiet. That's some diet racism right there. Yeah, I think to find Asian speaking French adorable.
Yeah, but like for actual.
Look at them.
That like because the, they're just like French.
Well, I happen to know that when
I'm glad you interrupted and you were ready.
No, the fluent speakers of like Asian languages, when they try to speak English, there are vowel sounds that they just don't have. So maybe that's the novelty in it, that it just seems like such a stretch. It's like, oh, look at that. They made it. like when a turtle makes it to the surf.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Didn't get his shell smashed by a Hummer SUV.
Or like it's swooped up with a few of its siblings by a gull or something.
Yeah.
And then they get to meet like Mike sitting on a surfboard. Hey, bros. Catch some waves.
We're fighting for survival.
Cool, brah. Take her easy.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so they're having this little interview, and it was caught on camera. They were just trying to get a reaction. I think they were at the... They were at the site where the people were putting down flowers and commemorating the people lost. And the little boy started talking. He said, these are just really bad people. And, you know, in French. Oh, God, it was so cute. And the dad said, well, that's why we have the flowers here. And he says, oh, flowers can't stop the guns. And he says, the flowers are here to protect people, the flowers and the candles. And it was just so cute seeing this little boy process. And at the end, he smiled like, this is supposed to protect us. You know what I mean? Peace is supposed to protect us. But it was just, it was very poignant. When you watch the video, it's quite like, oh.
And then in 20 years, he's going to develop like a plasma gun powered by flowers. That will just rake entire armies
I'm here to protect
into
you.
The grave. And it's just like you just one single sunflower will power this entire machine for the whole war. It will murder millions, all thanks to this one beautiful little child who speaks French. Yep, that's the dark
so
future
cute.
I see unfolding from this, so beware. Told you so. Hope you took provisions.
Get ready.
Hope you built an underground man cave.
Yeah, with a bunch of like vinyls on the wall.
Underneath your lawn, like this British guy I saw who did that. I want to do that.
He did that?
Yeah, some guy did that. There's more people doing that.
He's so wise.
He did it all hella British, though, and he did it in like his village.
His village.
With like... Like in the back of, just behind his cobbled house.
Cobbled?
I don't know, like, yeah, behind his flat.
Yeah.
What's a whole house called if a flat is like an apartment?
Probably something like a cottage or something, I would assume.
Down by the cottage. I think of something that has to have a chimney in it.
I have a giant cottage. It's actually a mansion. I'm rich.
And then ironically, I can't go in there to rip the chimney out because there's probably an outhouse.
And probably a lovely... chimney that it's probably historical. You don't want to rip it out.
Yeah. Someone told me that Americans speak closer to the old accent when English was invented than British people do now.
That's not true. Is that true?
It could be just a way for Americans to be dicks to British people and troll them and make them hate us even more. It's like, we're doing better at speaking your own language. Budweiser. Guns.
Guns and shit.
Yeah, guns and shit and beer. Pizza. Like, freedom.
Freedom, America.
Yeah, maybe that's just a lie. Maybe it's true, though. Maybe there's a lot of things that aren't true.
Well,
that
you can believe anything on the internet that you choose to.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. They believe all of the things, indiscriminately.
These are all of my babies. I don't have my own mind.
I don't mind.
I walk around with my brain in my hand. Because I don't need it in my head.
Yep. You want has?
You want has, Brian. Well, I mean, you can tell people are dumb because I was watching the Today Show while I was cleaning the kitchen this morning. And Justin Bieber's on again. How is he even relevant? And then someone, one, he had like a female who was singing with him one of his songs, but she looked like a boy version of him. I don't know, because he's the
I was
girl
gonna say
of
like was she like the Butch
yeah,
Bieber?
Yeah, she was a Butch Bieber. Uh-huh. Not to be confused with the actual Bieber. Anyway, a headline the other day said Justin Bieber's new album out. It's actually pretty good, and I was like, no, it's not. Who said that? Who said that? Those are the people who should not have weapons in their hands because they're making very bad decisions. No.
Didn't people just start saying that, like, not too long ago about Taylor Swift, too? Is there, like, some new producer?
Oh, Taylor
although
Swift
Taylor Swift, I think, writes her own songs.
Yeah,
but no, well, I mean, she always, like, probably wrote decent music. But then, like, the last album or so, apparently she was angling for a more adult audience because you started to see more people say, I actually like this Taylor Swift song. And I haven't heard any of the music. I have no idea what her music sounds like. It could just be a bunch of trash cans falling down an endless flight, like a monastery. Like, if there was a monk taking out the trash, and I imagine that they just have cartoonish, like Oscar the Grouch-style garbage cans, and he's just, like, carrying one, and he's about to walk down the steps to take out the garbage, and he just, like, trips and sort of stumbles, and he's okay. He's just at the top steps, but then just the sound of a trash can just tumbling down that entire expanse, and maybe there was a lot of tinfoil for whatever reason. A couple of knives were thrown out.
Yeah, tinfoil can be noisy. That's probably why.
It's super, super noisy. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that. Some Kleenexes also for noise. some broken plates, mm-hmm. pots and pans. There was a kitchen fire in the monastery, and they had to throw away a lot of tarnished implements.
And so
this monk. This unfortunate monk fell at the top of the monastery steps, and the sound of the trash can descending the stairs and spilling its noisy and charred contents over the stairs is, for all I know, that's what a Taylor Swift song sounds like.
That was elaborate. Yeah. Actually, it's pretty catchy. Her songs are just catchy.
Oh.
And they're nice.
Okay.
And, They're nice to sing to and tap your
that
foot.
That theory, though, about, like, you know, you leave a bunch of monkeys alone in a room for long enough, they're going to write Shakespeare, all those theories. Then, theoretically, you put enough trash in a can and throw it down enough flights of stairs, you're going to write a Taylor Swift song.
I think that's more Justin Bieber style.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What would I have to put into a trash can to get a Taylor Swift song? A bunch of pillows?
Some cats.
A couple of live
some
snakes?
Cats.
Some cats and snakes. That's very conflicted. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I do like that. So, did you see? It was just a funny, quick little story about apparently someone somehow died, like dip dyed or sprayed colored their turkeys in rainbow colors.
Sounds healthy.
Well. I don't know how they did it, because I didn't actually read the story. I just thought it was funny, and then I used the picture and wrote squad goals on it and made a meme.
These turkeys are dyed.
They've dyed.
Oh, wait.
Gobble, gobble,
yeah, they're actually just dyed. It's adorable.
It is. It's really cute. It's kind of like when they
but
did
then
that
soon
the
they'll
sheep.
Be dead.
Then they'll be dead.
Yeah. Not so adorable.
Anyway, oh, that was cute. Also, it was really cute the other day, Roscoe. I hear, hey, mom, and I go, what? He said, never mind, well, maybe mind, I'm not sure yet. He was just like, I'm not sure yet, and then I didn't hear
possibly
anything
possibly mind.
Because I never stopped to think, but like, never mind.
I'll notify
just
you
never.
Of any further mind.
No, but right now, I don't mind. But he said, maybe mind. I don't know.
Kids hold a bright, shiny mirror up to all the lies that veil your vision of adulthood that you've built up, that you purchased at local retailers along the way.
Ugh.
That you have forgotten about, like sunglasses. Sometimes you forget on your head, or more embarrassingly, in your hand, and you're like, hey, where are my sunglasses? And you realize the hand that you're gesturing with is holding them.
So cute when I'm so forgetful.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Speaking of Justin Bieber, I was sitting in, I was leaving Vintage Park visiting my old people last week, and there was a lady in the lobby singing. She had a guitar. She was obviously visiting, and she was singing, you know, some older songs and stuff to them, and they all knew the words, and you could tell it brought a lot of joy, live music and singing songs, and they had some requests and things, and it was really cute. And then as I'm leaving, I'm like, wait, what songs are we going to be singing when we're in a nursing home? Are we going to be asking for Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, Britney Spears?
Man, all those poor guys.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
I feel like all the people who listen to, like, Tech Nine. And similar.
That's from Kansas, like, City, too.
Super complex, like, basically this a strobe light of a song. Like, you're going to be pretty incontinent and scarable, easily startled when you're older. So you turn on your radio, and I'll just turn on some tunes here. And then, take a nine. And then all of a sudden, just rap coming straight at you, like all these syllables all at once.
I know.
How dare you?
In their private rooms where everything's like decorated, and none of it's going to look like old. It's all going to look super hip, but then we're still going to be old. I don't know. It's just that.
Well, it's going to be comparatively because everyone's just going to have laser walls.
Yeah.
By then, robot walls. I don't know. Extra walls.
Hey, we should be glad we're not in Seattle
Mark
right now. Apparently,
Wahlbergs.
There's giant storms in Seattle, which is funny because it's on like the Puget Sound, so apparently it can get pretty toe up in there. I didn't know that. I thought, well, we'll be fine. We're in a sound, the Puget Sound. But apparently, there's a couple people that died from both from fallen trees. So I think we're all sitting here worried about ISIS. What about the trees? They're all around us, planning to just murder us in like random like.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
and they're already very much infiltrated.
Yeah, they're
within
already
our borders.
Watching us.
They're everywhere. There's probably, if you look at your window, I bet there's a tree there.
Holy shit, there is.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, how long has it been there? Has it moved?
I don't
if
know.
It hasn't moved, that's a bad sign.
Oh my god. Now I'm getting all creeped out. Oh my gosh, trees.
Ooh. Triage.
That's why I'm comfortable. Yeah. Oh no. That's what it is. Triage when they're creating the disasters and then they're flaunting it right in front of our face, like ha ha. You only kind of lived.
Donald Trump and Bill Carson. I'm just going to go with that.
Bill or Ben?
Yeah, Bill.
Bill Carson.
Yeah, Donald Carson and Sanford Trump.
And Ben Trump.
are both still pretty front running in the Republican Party. Just as far as
well, your guys.
What's
your
related
guy's
to trees?
He's getting there. Trump's getting there.
Yeah. What else? What other? Any other? I feel like there's other.
Oh, I have plenty. I didn't know how. I didn't know how jumpy aroundy we were today.
Let's add another spoonful of raisins.
Oh, I thought they were chocolate chips. These are so disappointing.
Yeah, I just glanced at them as I was jogging by. I thought they were chocolate chips. This is the worst thing ever. So disappointed. That would be really disappointed. That would be disappointed, yes.
I would then be holding disappointment in my hand.
Yep, most disappoint.
So the other day, I was talking about the gluten-free restaurant. We didn't talk about that on Monday, did we? I went to a gluten-free restaurant. Yeah, I think we talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about
anyway,
that.
Anyway, the funniest thing was I went to text that, like type it, and I went to write, they nailed the hipster vibe. And instead, it auto-corrected to mauled the hipster vibe. And I think that's way more accurate. I think some people really do completely maul the hipster vibe. Like, they just rip it up, tear it up, and own that. And it's just, it's terrifying. You can't have all those hipster themes and, like, all at once. Like, you can't have the hat, you can't smell bad, you can't not shave, and then have, like, the moccasins, and you know what I mean? And be vegetarian or vegan. That's like taking all of it for yourself.
Yeah. That's a lot of douchebag. That's a really overstuffed douchebag.
But I think it's really funny. Like, anything that you do, you could, if someone takes it too far, you can just say they're mauling it. Just like, ugh. And that's not M-A-L-L. That's M-A-U-L.
Yeah, for all you like, idiots who have no fucking idea how to spell.
Like being mauled by a lion.
Yeah, going shopping with a delightful lion.
Well, you know what? There's been a lot of videos lately, as of late, where...
I was just going to say, though, that does work as a good counterpart to you nailed it. Instead of you nailed it, you mauled it.
Right? Like, you really did. Well,
mauled it.
I know. That's what I was trying to get at.
It even has an unpleasant vowel sound and everything.
Just like it. It's like this creepy cousin.
Yeah, in the middle of the word, you just wince a little bit, and you're just like, ah.
Oh. But there's been a lot of videos lately of people, like, just hanging out with lions, and, like, they're, like, super friendly, and then on The Amazing Race, they walked with lions to, like, find their clues, like, in Africa.
I feel like with the the gullibility of our youth, we're setting a dangerous precedent. Mm-hmm. They're so dumb. Everybody who's under 25 is so dumb. If they see a video of, like, one guy walking around with a lion, they're going to be like, oh, man, I'm going to do that. And then, well, go for it. Let's just do that, actually. I would like to promote idiots to try to befriend lions.
Themselves, yeah.
Exactly. It'll be some kind of, like, reverse purge.
Oh, my.
Where people just purge themselves. You just spread rumors that...
And ironically, you or I do something randomly stupid and die from it. But like,
yeah, fair enough.
But we were smart, like, forever, and then, like, one like, lapse in judgment.
Yeah.
That's
like,
great.
Trip over a fence and break your neck. That
I know.
I think that would be possibly a fair compromise. Maybe we could propose this at the next international meeting of humanity.
Who shall we present it to?
I'm sure that we all attend that, even though most of us don't vote for our local leaders.
No joke.
I would propose that we just, like in Fight Club, I forget the name of their...
We could just make an announcement on the internet.
Yeah, you just make shit up that will eventually...
Well, yeah, eventually... you can, because that one person will see that video.
All the people will see the things and they'll go do the things, and if they happen to die as a consequence, then who's gonna? I wash my hands of this. In fact,
I'm sure you
I was
do.
Never here. I'm not a
ISIS made me make that video. What?
I'm not an architect in any sort of this, and me denying that is in no way incriminating. Neither is that statement or that.
Oh, yep. Well, I think it is sending the wrong signal that people are like, well, maybe as we evolve, lions aren't so bad. They're just like big cats.
Super cuddly. You'll start seeing them show up in cities.
That's what I'm saying. People walking them on a leash and be like, no, no, don't make eye contact directly. He's still a lion.
Yeah. Still a lion. Once again, go back to the thing, like, if your pet can accidentally slash your throat or on purpose mount you against your will, those are both things you don't want it to do.
Oh, I'm just saying. My lion's declawed. It's fine. He's safe.
Yeah, well, is he neutered? As if he's not.
Woo!
Uh-oh.
Lion people, babies. I don't know how we got through my damn
genes. Whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so lions friendlier, but maybe a little more rapier. So
everybody knows that.
Well, now they will.
I saw The Lion King.
Oh God!
I saw the hidden subtext. Yeah, well, you have to watch it again as an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we watched it when we were kids, so you just didn't see it.
Maybe if you put on closed captioning, it tells you.
Yeah.
Now here,
so some director's commentary. Yeah. They'll really enlighten you and pierce the veil.
I'd say enlighten.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. They'll put their lion lightsaber where the sun don't shine. And then the lion doesn't know any better, so he puts it in the wrong hole, and then you have little lion butt babies.
I don't think that's how that works. That doesn't seem accurate.
Oh, no. Those lions. They still got a lot to work on.
Yeah, like just glasses. Do you think there's any lions walking around with imperfect vision?
Yeah,
and
like
it's just if they just had glasses?
Yeah, I do. I do think so, yeah.
Glasses for lions. That's my new charity.
Oh, Jason. You're so forward
do you know,
thinking.
Do you know that lions,
that
they don't
cute,
live
though.
Long unless they have glasses?
Make sure they get them hipster glasses, and then they can also maul the hipster vibe.
Oh, man. That's so hipster because it just went meta.
Oh, meta.
That's the most hipster thing about all of it. That, like, just hipster-dom. And it's not spelled D-O-M.
We are introducing things into the lexicon that cannot be undone and doesn't want to be undone.
I think this could be one of our first protocols. I think if a hipster were to listen back to this conversation, they would short circuit, like when you give a robot a logic loop.
Uh-oh, we just unwound it.
it's like all of their accoutrements would just like start to fall off and fade, like
oh,
their
that's
belts.
That's so true. It'd be like
all their belts
that's
and
like
moccasins and buns.
And the whole thing just unravels.
Yeah, it unravels. It all goes to shit. I'm getting a phone call that I might have to answer.
Oh my gosh, don't.
One moment.
Don't. Okay.
Hello?
Here we are, listening to Jason's phone conversation. No, I won't have sex with you. That's what you should say. Say that.
Okay.
No, I don't want to deliver pizza. No!
Okay, cool. I will head on in ASAP.
Nope. You're not going...
No problem later.
Nope, yeah, all the problems.
Not a problem.
Nope, a lot of problems.
I wish I would have said that as I was actually, as I said goodbye on stuff. Not a problem.
Not a problem.
No worries.
No worries.
No worries. I'm not... This conversation isn't being recorded by any means or technologies. Not a problem.
All the problems.
Problems.
So what was that? Who was that? A girl?
Oh, nothing. Yeah, totally. Hot babe. Just wanting it.
What? Yeah.
You know how I like to get down all the time. Insatiable lust. That's why they call me Grand Mac Daddy. I got harems all over the country and the world.
Yep. So what'd she want, Jason?
Apparently she wants a piece of this.
No! I don't think so.
I'm gonna break it off for her.
Are you?
Indeed. Indeedly do.
Are you gonna
dog.
Service her?
Is that what they're calling? Yes, quite. I am going to do that. I agree. Whatever is freshest.
Okay, seriously, do you have to go now?
Yeah, probably. But, you know, I was talking about doing shorter episodes anyway.
This is literally 30 minutes. I didn't even have to stop.
We can push it up to 35. What else you got?
What else can we
jam in there? Because I could go for a couple more minutes before I have to leave.
Well, I want to tell you something that's wildly adorable. So we got a letter in the mail yesterday, and it looked pretty official, and it is. And it says something to the effect of, "Dear Anthony, last name, as you know, the Office of Personal Management, OPM, was the target of a malicious cyber intrusion carried out against the U.S. government, which resulted in the theft of background investigation records. Most of the individuals whose information was stolen previously provided information for a background investigation or were listed on a background investigation form by a spouse or cohabitant. So, things that might have been your information, your spouse, your cohabitant, the information in our records may include your name, social security number, address, date and place of birth, and in some cases, your citizenship information. Educational, employment history, personal foreign travel history information, things like that. Personal acquaintances. So apparently all of Anthony's personal information was stolen. And we just got a cute little letter about it. And it says, go fuck yourself. We couldn't prevent it and there's nothing we're going to do about it now either.
Oh.
So that's exciting.
What information?
Everything. Everything that I literally just said. All of it.
Oh.
Not even just a little. if Anthony, because you know when he, cause you know what he does, he's worked for, you know, the military, and he works for a nuclear company. So
nice. Well, that sounds like probably a lot of important information. You know, silver lining, or I guess since the lining in this case might be so enormous.
I don't want to wear this stupid jacket.
Silver jacket. Is that his information was probably stolen with hundreds of thousands of other people's information, so it's in a sea of information, mm-hmm. if that helps.
Mm-hmm. So maybe he's not, like, the favorite fish.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe his info is, like, lame, and they're just like, eh, whatever. Which you might take as insulting. You might be like, what? I'm not, my identity's not worth stealing? What? That would be kind of a bummer, you know?
No,
you find
I'm
out
okay
you got your identity fished, and then it wasn't worth using. Probably mine.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I know.
Hey, you would.
He's not using it. So
I'm the stupid Seinfeldian a-hole who would become enraged like George Costanza. What? What's wrong with my ID? That's my best George Costanza.
That sounds a lot like you.
Weird. Hmm. Well, I don't know why
they
that.
They seriously
would be
need you to go deliver a pizza right now, meow.
Yeah. Meow? Well, I don't know. I feel like maybe if I had thought about it, I could have told him I'd. Be a little bit like 10 or 15 minutes. I could have bought some time, but they said they were gonna put the pizza in like 10 minutes. So that means that it'll be ready in like 15. So
oh yeah, so you've got time. What, Najee?
I still gotta put on pants and things, yeah. But we can probably go another few. So let's make them count. Stop talking to your cat.
I'm sorry, you were explaining things, and my cat's being very vocal right now.
Blame it on me. What else do you have written down?
Oh my goodness! This
Najee's
is
got some
it.
Stories.
Well,
Najee wants to jump.
You know
in
how
there.
You wish you had issues because you know you don't have like a lot of things to worry about. Well, Charlie Sheen apparently has HIV. So
oh yeah.
At least you don't have that.
Well, is that really such a surprise? I feel like you should have made a press announcement if that wasn't the case. I think
That's
we
true.
All might have just assumed like with Lance Bass.
Oh, he doesn't. I always like, assumed he was.
Yeah. I just assumed, like, I know, like, he might not have been born with it, but pretty soon after, right? He probably got a dirty needle or something around the age of three.
Oh my
Charlie
goodness.
Sheen?
Probably. Those
probably.
Sheens. Those Sheens.
Emilio turned out a lot better. See, I would think
he
Emilio would be
HIV
free.
Yeah.
Like, I don't assume that he has HIV.
That's true.
You know.
The funny thing is, did you see, like, I guess the people, like, his wives and his baby mamas and all that? They're like, you know, we knew. And then this, I guess the most recent girl was like, what the? I didn't know.
Oh,
and she's all mad.
Jokes on her.
Yeah.
Last person to find out. All these. Wow, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Life is. At least he's rich, though. I mean,
I don't
again,
see how
silver
that's
lining.
Silver
well,
lining
she could have gotten HIV from a bum.
Oh, that's true.
So think about it that way. Like, at least it's Charlie Sheen gave you HIV. That's
I
kind of
guess.
A meal ticket right there. You don't even have to get pregnant.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
pregnant
goodness.
With
I
HIV.
Don't think that's a fair trade-off.
This isn't? You don't think you'd take that hand?
Not a deal.
Mm-mm. No. I mean, does seem a little sleazy. I'll give you that.
Ooh. Maybe that's
be
not
honest,
the best way to go about
yeah,
that
Yeah, possibly
paycheck.
Not the most noble way to lead your life. Purposefully. Contracting STDs in order to blackmail people into supporting you for life.
Yeah.
See, even as it comes out of my mouth, it just sounds dirty.
No, it does.
I don't wanna, I'm changing my mind about
some
of my choices.
There.
You know.
Just filthy.
I have to call
filthy.
Some people. I have to go to work, and then I have to call some people on the way there. But I should go.
Oh, really? You're like actually have to go now?
Yeah, it's close to 40 minutes. We're going to round this up to 40 minutes by the time I tack on sound effects beginning and end. And then I'll just put
some
filler in there.
In this one?
I'm gonna put some filler in there. It'll
yeah.
it'll fill out.
Yeah, it'll flesh itself out.
Good.
And then
Styrofoam.
Next time we'll talk about the 2016 Rio Olympics because that to me, that's going to be exciting.
Well, I don't suppose you're free later this afternoon.
I might be for another 40 minutes later.
Ah, all right. Well, we will talk
possibly
later.
Possibly at 2:15.
That works perfectly. Great.
Oh, God. But that's 3:15 your time, so.
Oh, less good, but also still
Wait,
workable.
But still okay good?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm so glad we met here for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on to class here. Whatever I was going to do.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm going to go
whatever,
school these
whatever
bitches.
It is you do.
I schooled them bitches.
Oh, yeah. I schooled them bitches up and down the boardwalk.
Duh.
Yeah, man. I'm very confused about myself. I identify as a Rasta. Rasta.
Rastafari.
Rastafari. 3, 2, 1. Yes.